The original version of the country's national anthem was drafted by Achiar Deng Akwol in 2005, following the signing of Comprehensive Peace Agreement ending Sudan's longest civil war. The version entitled South Sudan Woye was later fine-tuned by a committee headed by the Sudan's People Liberation Army, General Malak Awen, and former Minister of Information Barnaba Marial Benjamin. In August 2010, a group of three composers from the University of Juba won a melody composition contest and were tasked with finalizing the national anthem for South Sudan. Gabriel Ernest Juma, Nido Samuel, and Arcangelo Juma are the three composers who won the competition, and their version became the official anthem of the country. Gabriel says it was an honor to compete and win the competition.
My message to those people who don't know how to sing the national anthem, they should learn how to sing the national anthem. Everyone should be able to sing the national anthem of his or her own country. The national anthem has many messages to every and each one of us. You need to learn that message. You need to learn the melody.
South Sudan's Information Minister and Government Spokesperson Michael Makwey said some leaders and institutions are abusing the national tune, prompting President Salva Kiir to ban the use of the anthem when he is not present. The anthem normally is only sung at South Sudan embassies and schools where children are taught the song. That makes it difficult for most people to perfect their skills in singing it. Justin Billy is the Dean of the College of Arts, Music and Drama at the University of Juba. He urges the government to build a museum to preserve the musical instruments that were used to compose the national anthem.
Most of those instruments just disappear. I don't know where they are now, but we just left with one piano, which really played an instrumental role on music arrangement for the national anthem. And I think that piano need to be put in a national museum so that for the coming generation to see what kind of instruments people use.
But many South Sudanese struggle to sing their anthem. Many senior government officials appear to avoid singing it at official events. One senior official tried to sing the national anthem and his video went viral. Here is a test of his attempt. This program asked young men and women on the streets of Juba if they can sing their national anthem. Here is a sample of their attempts.
I'm Len William. Let me try. I'm going to fall out from somewhere. Oh, Lord. Wait. The beginning, right? President, glorify you for your grace on South Sudan. Love and better by this. I've taken a long while. I really don't know. That's the part.
My name is Faiza Elisa. So I'm going to sing the national anthem. Oh God, we praise and glorify you for your grace on South Sudan. Land of grace abundance, of all hands united in peace and harmony. Oh motherland, we raise right to flock with the guiding star. And sing songs of freedom with joy.
My name is Maria Deng. Oh God, we praise and glorify for your grace in South Sudan. Land of great abundance, a poor that's united with peace and harmony. Oh motherland, we rise, raise and flock with the guiding stars.
Many South Sudanese shy away from singing the national anthem. Some schools have students sing the anthem during morning parades, and many students struggle to master the lyrics. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shiapai in Juba.